mobile.
Say, I'm boy, LC got a mobile. I ain't heard you in ages, why?
Yeah, I haven't been on 2 meters a whole lot.
Sure you is up and still around. It's been so long.
Been on 40 meters. I just haven't been on the repeater a whole lot. The last few days I've had the radio on and I haven't heard anybody else on the repeater.
Like it used to be on here during the day. A lot of the ones that used to get on the whole lot ain't with us anymore.
We got Tom and Rusty usually show up at some point, around this time of day, actually. And I haven't heard either one of them.
Tom's like yourself. He spends a lot of time on HF.
Or another, I got myself roped into working on the JSA call program, and so I've been sitting on 40 meters with JSA call, and you know, we keep moving that forward. It was a dead protocol for a long time, but there has been progress at least.
Had to go through the renewal process here for about the past month and a half, and we all know about the government shutdown business on the 1st of October. Well, guess what? My license expired on the 3rd.
Again, you know, the first time around, it didn't affect me much, but the second time around might. And, you know, if we could just get Congress to actually do the job they were elected to do, which is actually to pass laws and whatnot, and the budget. I mean, how hard is it the rest of us have to do it every year?
It is. It wasn't until mid-November before I got the okay that I could get on here and transmit again. And it was a big, big mess trying to renew like it was. Then the ULS system was messed up, too, and even with the help of VEs, it still took a bit.
Well, I know they're trying to revamp it, get it off the old-fashioned mainframes, but, geez, you know, yeah. Well, you know, even Law Book of the World had the same kind of issue.
We started trying to renew back, let's see, mid-September, but due to the ULS system being messed up, whatnot, and they never got it, and my license expired, and I went to a VE for help. They turned it in, and while the shutdown was going on, we all knew nothing was happening, so it took a bit.
I've got your call sign back and are legal. I need to go look and see when mine's up. I can't remember at all.
I issued the check, and nowadays they don't send you cards per se like they used to. You have to make up your own, but first time I had to renew, it wasn't nothing like this.
Your 10-year cycle, as well as I remember, and so that would have been 22, 24 that it would have renewed, somewhere in there. Looks like it was an even year.
Can
I pay for it now, or are we still free?
Negative. You gotta send them $35.
Oh, my word. You know, for $35, I'm gonna just use my commercial license and you know, make money off of it. I mean, good grief. Well, you know, they've thrown a lot of weird laws at us.
During the time when the government shutdown's going on, it can really get very, very, as the person that helped me, WR4XM Randall, can tell you, very aggravating.
See that. How are you doing otherwise?
For the past little bit, you know, I started mid-September and finally mid-November of last month, I finally got all this squared away. Other than that, I'm doing fairly well.
Are you going in at the Greenwood Ham Fest?
tried to make the winter field day, tried to, when I can kind of locate, if I remember, it was Fox Place, I think was the name of, when I locate where that is.
I was supposed to go to Shelby, but somehow or another I completely missed it. I think I was actually out of town. And, well, you know, on the plus side, I'm you know, a little richer because I am looking for a new HF radio.
I tried to make it to the winter field day, tried to, anyway.
But I think that may be the same day that the Greenwood Ham Fest is, right? Isn't that on, like, the 24th? I think Greenwood's on 24th.
I'm not completely sure. The only thing I know is it's the last weekend in January. That's all I know.
Well, what's to do? Winter Field Day or Ham Fest? Because Greenwood's on the 24th as well, as I recall.
They may be. I don't know. I know I wasn't going to make the Ham Fest, but I was going to try to make at least the Winter Field Day.
What? J-I-4-L-Z-I-Mobile. Had to stop for a goat crossing. Didn't know there was a goat crossing there, but apparently somebody's goats got out of their field.
Okay. Yeah, back off up here. I'm back heading home now. Back off up in here between the goats and the cows. That happens very frequently.
Every once in a while, I'll see a cow get out of its fence, but I'm heading in towards Greenville now for that last dash before all the crazies get out of work and start going crazy. Got to pay some, do some errands, pay some bills.
I'm going to try to make that winter field day. I'm still in the process of trying to find it. From my understanding, it's somewhere over in the, somewhere near the Easley area, somewhere over in that way, according to what's on the website about it, but by that time I'll have it narrowed down where it's at for sure, but they both may be on the same day, I don't know.
It was somewhere in Pickens for the winter field day. Haven't narrowed it down any further than that. I need to get it close to that place.
Thing on the website there of how to do it, and that's kind of how I've narrowed it down as far as I narrowed it down, but I still got more to do about it, but I'm going to be at the hot house here very shortly, but I hadn't heard you in ages, so I wanted to say something while I had the opportunity. J-I-4-L-Z-I Mobile.
Well, thank you, Andy. I'm glad you came back. JJ4-CTD Mobile, and you have a good day.